Chapter 4. Once they were alone in their one-room quarters, Lisa turned to her husband and said, "So, now you're a hero." Douglas almost laughed. The wild joy of his reception at the airlock had been completely unexpected. For more than 2 weeks, he had shouldered the responsibilities of the leader of an expedition into hell. He had seen more of death than any man wanted to see, had forced himself to accept it, to deal with it. He had even steeled himself to killing a few of the wild marauders, who had attacked his men almost as soon as their shuttle had touched down on the long airstrip in Florida. Then came the long return back to the moon, with the sick and starving survivors they had picked up, and the memories of the others they had been forced to leave behind, too weak to make the trip, too old to be useful once they got back home, too sick to be saved by the lunar settlement's limited medical staff. Douglas felt he had aged 10 years in less than a month. His nostrils still smelled the stench of decaying corpses. The smell seemed to cling to his clothing, his skin. And then, the outburst of welcome, the hero's return, the tumultuous enthusiasm of his friends and colleagues, carrying him on their shoulders, praising him, laughing, cheering, blessing him. For what? Douglas had wondered. For adding 2 dozen casualties to their already strained facilities? Or for giving them hope that they might return to Mother Earth someday? Now Lisa faced him, lithe and deadly.